The Continental Broadcasting Corporation, Hollywood, California, presents once again the Daffydils, Ken Gillam and Duke Atterbury. Those frivolous fools from the Fun Factory, running wilder than ever. But don't go too wild, boys, and be careful on your audience.
All right, good.
Positively hello, everyone. Two Daffydils once again greet you from the padded cell, bringing you another spasm of their insanity. The first outburst you will hear will be...
I'll be down to get you in the taxi, Dookie. You better be ready about 8:30. Oh, now, Dookie, don't be late. I want to be there.
Just a minute, please. Just a minute. What's this I'll be down to get you in a taxi business?
Boy, everything is perfect. I'm sitting on top of the world, Duke.
Yeah, I'll be knocking you off if this keeps up.
Well, Duke, we're all set. I've just made up with my girl, and we're going out to her place when we finish here. We'll play post office. We'll have a big time.
Play post office?
Yeah.
Don't be silly. Why, post office is a child's game.
Not the way I play it.
Oh, Joe Miller, please write. No, Ken, I'm sorry, but I couldn't go for that.
Well, what's the matter? Too strenuous for you? Well, maybe you'd rather go window shopping.
What do you mean, window shopping?
Oh, you know, go out looking in windows.
Don't be silly. No one will be going to bed now. By the way, Ken, a request just came in for you.
A request for me? What is it?
Do you know the Road to Mandalay?
Yeah, do they want me to sing it?
No, they want you to take it.
Oh, did I bite on that one? Oh, oh.
Has just given you his impression and his estimation of the world's greatest piano player, the one and only Kay Gillam. Next, we present a little sketch for your disapproval entitled Just from Force of Habit. The scene is in the complaint department of New York's largest airport. The conversation takes place between a passenger who has just landed and the complaint manager of the airline. The sketch opens. I wish to register a complaint against my pilot. I engaged him at Detroit for a fast direct trip to New York. Imagine my astonishment when he turned his plane due west and flew as far as Denver. After hovering over Denver for a few minutes, he headed towards New Orleans. No sooner had he arrived in New Orleans than he returned to Denver. From there, after several detours, he finally reached here. It's an outrage, sir, and I am determined he wished to kill me. I shall report this man.
There, there, mister. Don't get worried about Ace Harmon. He's one of the safest pilots in our employ. Only it's a little hard to break him of some of his old habits. You see, mister, before he came to us, he drove an aeroplane. Well, he drove a taxicab in New York.
Ta-da!
Yes, sir, he drove a taxicab in New York. He must have run around a lot, huh, Duke? Well, pardon me, but I feel the desire to sing now, and I feel the desire to sing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel the desire to leave the studio, and I don't believe in suppressed desires, so play while I scram.
All right. There in my sweetheart bower, say you're just a flower from an old bouquet.
My word, could that be Dennis King?
No, that's not Dennis King. That's old Ken Gillam, boy. Oh, mama, let's papa, papa, let's mama. Everything's happy, sweet as can be. Nothing can shake us, nothing can make us blue. There's a good reason, mighty good reason. Mama loves squeezing, papa does too. People who are happy never do have to be blue. We got a bungalow, and oh, what a time we have, such wonderful bliss. Spooning, crooning, sweet honeymooning, and the secret is this. People like us, we never do fuss, we've always got something better to do, cause mama loves papa, papa loves mama too. Oh, mama loves papa, papa loves women, everything's ah, ga, 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 ma. There's a good reason, mighty good reason. Mama loves squeezing, papa does too. People who are happy never do have to be blue. Boop-boop-dee-doop. We got a bungalow and over the time we have such wonderful bliss. Spooning, crooning, sweet honeymooning, and the secret is this. People like us, we never do fuss. We've always got something better to do. Ma, pa, pa, ma, too.
Yes, indeedy.
Yes,
there
yes.
always comes a bright spot in most radio programs, but I'm practically sure this will not be the bright spot in this one. It's my painful duty to present to you at this time the child one of the day. Tonight, she isn't so good. Introducing the child who sees tomorrow, but who is a total blank today, little Oscar.
Come over here, little Oscar. Hey, wait a minute. What's that you have with you?
Sure, that's my dog.
A dog, Vant?
Sure, that's a dog.
Well, has your dog got a license?
Huh?
I say, does your dog have a license?
Sure, he's just covered with them.
He's just covered with them.
Sure he is. You want to see?
No, I don't want to see, little Oscar. What's his name?
His name is Woos and Booby.
Woos and Booby. What kind of a dog is he?
Sure he is.
No, I say, what kind of a dog is he?
He's a setter pointer.
A setter pointer, huh?
Sure. He sits in the kitchen and points at the icebox.
He sits in the kitchen and points at the icebox. Maybe we'd better get to the word sent in for you to use in sentences.
Sure, it's okay with me. What's the first word?
The first word? The first word for you to use in a sentence is Iowa. Can you use Iowa in a sentence?
Sure. Iowa month's rent.
You owe a month's rent. One more gag like that and you'll get your rent free from now on. The next word for you to use in a sentence is Daisy. Can you use Daisy in a sentence, little Ignatz?
Sure. Day's a long, long trail of winding.
Day's a long, long trail of winding, yeah. You should be on it, too. The last word for you to use in a sentence is cigarette. Can you use cigarette in a sentence?
Sure. Cigarette life if you don't weaken.
Cigarette life if you don't weaken. Oh, get out of here, get out of here, little Oscar.
Well, folks, you have just listened to the Daffodil Wonder Child. I wonder, too, how he's lived so long as he has. This young Jap, chap, is only 4 years old, but he has a very old face. That was caused by his mother being frightened by a room full of antiques. Ken Gillum now goes into action at the piano. He is playing as a special request to no one in particular that haunting ballad. She was all the world to him, but every night he left the world behind. Ken Gillum has finished his routine of discords on the piano. We present another Daffodil annoyer in the person of Uisgray Oswald, the Daffodil poet. I've told you before how lazy Uisgray is, but I just found out today that he goes to bed every night with his clothes on, so he won't have to pull down the blinds. A little soft music for Uisgray while he tries to finish the poem he started. Say, wrap me up a yard of cream and cut me up some capers. I must go home and drink a bite of Sunday's honey papers. Who goes there? The sentry cried. A soft answer came loud and clear. You too can learn the Charleston. Please vote for wine and beer. I love that girl, no end, no end. She sure gives me a pain. And in a rumble seat he sat and enjoyed each drop of rain. In spite of all you've said or done, I'll wed your second cousin. Should old acquaintances be forgot, and so I'll take a dozen. And happy days was sung again, as we all choked back a tear. Stand by for 1/2 hour, folks, and then the correct time you'll hear. Paul Whiteman then sped down the street with 2 saxophones and his band. And even though the war is over, give this little girl a hand. That's all.
Give her a hand, a big hand, that's it.
That's big enough.
A big hand.
Right over her mouth. And now, so you won't feel bad at our leaving, we're going to sing a song to you, a pretty little thing entitled Columbus Was Right, He Sighted Dry Land.
My girlie asked me for a kiss. I let her kiss me twice. I know I hadn't ought to, folks, but gee, she smells so nice. It's all in fun. It's all in fun. A silly little song that won't last long because it's all in fun.
When grapefruit is cut up in squares and eaten like a pie, you get more of it in your mouth and a lot less in your eye.
It's all in fun. Oh, it's all in fun. A silly little song, but it won't last long because it's all in fun. My turn.
Yeah, sure it is.
The girls won't go on auto rides. Their papas have the blues. They say they're going bankrupt just keeping them in shoes. It's all in fun.
It's all in fun.
When a shoes is that I need. A silly little
song, but it won't last long because it's all in fun.
She kept him after school one night to learn his alphabet. But that bad kid was not so dumb, and now he's teacher's pet.
It's all in fun.
Pet, pet, pet.
It's all in fun.
Pet, pet, pet.
A silly little song, but it won't last long because it's all in fun.
No, I pleaded with her for an answer. My brain was in a whirl.
You pleaded in vain for an answer, for she was a telephone girl.
It's all in fun.
It's all in fun.
Wrong number.
A silly little song, but it won't last long because it's all in fun.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, oh, oh.